Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, July 6, 2021. Executive Council, July 6, 2021. The Executive Council met on July 6, 2021. The following are agenda items approved by the Council. The Council approved a request from the Department of Justice Attorney General's Office for the payment of approximately $22,000 pursuant to Iowa Code Section 7D.10 for court costs and expenses incurred in prosecuting civil commitments under Iowa Code Chapter 229A for the Section Sexually Violent Predator SVP program. The Council approved a request for a retention of special counsel pursuant to Iowa Code Section 13.7 on a contingent fee basis to provide legal services to the state with respect to antitrust claims against GlaxoSmithKline related to its product Flonase. The proposed contingent fee would be 20% of actual recovery. The Council approved a lease between the Department of Natural Resources and Ma Marine Incorporated for East Lake Okoboji frontage in Dickinson County for the purposes of docks, boat slips, and a boat ramp. The lease is until October 31, 2024, and the annual fee is approximately $1,000. The Council approved emergency allocations totaling approximately $624,000 for the following agencies and purposes. Approximately $266,000 to the Department of Administrative Services, DAS, for repair costs related to natural gas emergency and curtailment. Approximately $12,000 to the Department of Human Services Glenwood Resource Center for waterline repair costs. Approximately $330,000 to the Iowa Communications Network, ICN, for cable repair costs due to excessive erosion exposure and rodent chews in various counties, and approximately $16,000 to the Board of Regents, University of Iowa, for repair costs as a result of water damages at the Papa John Education Center. The Council approved the payment of cost items totaling approximately $13,000 for the following purposes. Approximately $5,000 from the General Fund for legal fees for tribal cases, approximately $1,000 from the Second Injury Fund for legal fees, approximately $5,000 from the Unclaimed Property Fund for legal fees related to unclaimed property probate matters and the Federal Employee Retirement Income Security Act, or ERISA, approximately $300 from the Iowa Department of Revenue for legal services to state agencies on issues related to the visa status of prospective state employees, approximately $2,000 from the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, UIHC, for legal fees related to UIHC appeals. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Maria Wagenhofer, Legislative Analyst 1, with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-5270.